For most of us, cloud watching is simply a lazy day pastime, but scientists study clouds much more thoroughly. Armed with satellite data, cloud probing instruments, and computer models, now a team of those scientists has made an interesting discovery: that airplane traffic through cloud layers is changing the weather near airports. Scientists have found that aircraft flying through a layer of cold temperature clouds can make them snow when they normally wouldn't have. That artificially induced snowfall creates a great circular hole in the cloud layer that appears as though a giant punched it out. Hole punch clouds are so rare and unique looking, some witnesses have mistaken them for UFOs.
Just do a search on hole punch clouds on the web, and you'll see fabulous examples of what look like a layer clouds with circular holes in them.
That's Andy Heimsfield, senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado, and lead scientist on the study. 3.5 years ago, he wasn't attempting to link aircraft to hole punch clouds. Instead, he and his colleagues were trying to understand how ice crystals form and develop in clouds.
We had a research aircraft equipped with almost every imaginable probe for measuring the structure or the internal properties of these clouds.
One of these instruments was a cloud radar, a special device that can peer inside of clouds, just as an X-ray peers inside our body. About 6 months after their fieldwork, a scientist studying the radar images stumbled across something very interesting, something he couldn't explain.
And he passed through a very strange band of snow falling to the ground. It was just fairly isolated. He noticed a very narrow line, but a long line, of precipitation that seemed to be coming out from a cloud deck up high.
Heimsfield says there were no meteorological reasons why snow would be falling only along a linear path instead of over a wide area. So he turned to the other instruments to explain the phenomenon.
On the aircraft, we had digital photography looking forward and down, so I could actually see what looked like snow reaching the ground and what looked like a line, a hole, canal, or a channel in the cloud layer above.
The snowfall had hollowed out a long channel in the cloud, but there was still no explanation for what caused the line of snow, although Heimsfield had a hunch. Reviewing the flight paths of planes flying in and out of Denver International Airport, Heimsfield found the snowfall followed the path a turboprop airplane had flown earlier that day.
And in natural clouds, you can have liquid water at temperatures in clouds down to as low as minus 40 degrees C before the droplets sort of automatically freeze.
In perfect conditions, aircraft can cool a cloud enough to generate those ice crystals. The spinning propeller expands and cools the air behind it by as much as 30 degrees centigrade. Similar cooling occurs with jet aircraft. The pressure reduction over the wing, which gives it lift, also causes the air to expand and cool.
Ice crystals upon which the ice can grow are introduced into a cloud. Then the ice crystals will grow, the droplets will evaporate, and you can generate snow.
The next question was, can this happen around airports where there are a lot of commercial jet flights?
We used satellite imagery to document that around airports with heavily trafficked areas, conditions are just right. Fairly commonly, a winter months, maybe 10 or 15% of the time. When it does happen, ice crystals will be generated upwind of an airport, which could then drift over the airport and lead to more de-icing operations.
Heimsfield says this phenomenon is not likely to affect global climate. Fellow cloud scientist Patrick Twang agrees. But the associate professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz, says the effect may skew climate records.
The importance is in the fact that we really rely on airports to provide long-term records of weather, which then are used for things like climate change detection and, you know, just understanding how climate is changing. You know, it's not like any cloud is conducive to this. I think it's still not going to be a very commonplace event.
If you're ever near a busy airport on a cold day, look up. And if you're lucky enough to see a hole punch cloud, make sure to snap a photo. Dion Rossiter, VOA News, Washington.